All right, so get this Valve, you know, the Steam folks, they're teaming up with Arch Linux.
Arch Linux.
Yeah. And like on the surface, it might just seem like your run-of-the-mill tech news, you know? But trust me on this, I think this could be huge, like a real game changer.
What's really interesting here, though, is who it involves. I mean, you've got this massive gaming giant, Valve, partnering with what's essentially a community-driven project. It's like finding out, like, Coca-Cola is collaborating with a bunch of, like, independent craft brewers or something.
Right. It totally caught me off guard too. I was like, wait, what's going on here? For those who maybe aren't super familiar with all the ins and outs of the gaming world, how would you explain who these players are?
For Valve, well, everyone knows Steam.
It's like the Netflix of video games.
Exactly. Millions of gamers using it to buy, download, play. It's
Yeah,
massive.
totally. And on the other side, you have Arch Linux.
Yeah, Arch is interesting. It's like, imagine instead of just buying a pre-built computer, you decide to build your own.
Piece by piece.
Yeah, you choose every component, customize everything to your liking. That's kind of the
Correct.
idea behind Arch Linux.
Very hands-on.
Definitely. It's the operating system for people who like a little more control.
Okay, so we've got the who, but what about the what? What's actually happening here?
So the big news is Valve is putting their support behind a couple of major Arch Linux projects.
Okay.
First, they're helping to develop something called a build service infrastructure, which sounds very technical, but
But what does it mean?
basically imagine like a giant, super efficient factory, but for software.
Okay.
Code goes in one end, and out pops a polished, ready-to-install version of Arch Linux.
Ah, so it's about making it easier for people to like get up and running.
Exactly. Streamlining the process, making it smoother, faster, all that good stuff.
Gotcha. So more efficient software distribution. And what about this second project? I heard something about a secure signing enclave, which sounds a little bit intimidating, not gonna lie.
Yeah, that one sounds like it's straight out of a spy movie, but it's actually all about security.
Okay, how so?
Well, think of it like this. Imagine a high-tech vault, but instead of storing gold, it holds digital signatures.
Digital signatures. Okay.
Basically, they're like a way to verify that the software you're downloading is the real deal, that it hasn't been tampered with.
Oh, okay. So it's all about trust and safety, making sure that when you download something, especially something like a game, you're not getting a bunch of corrupted files or even worse, malware.
It's all about making sure that what you're downloading is safe and secure.
Makes sense. But this seems like, you know, pretty deep Linux stuff. I'm sure some of our listeners out there are thinking, okay, but what does this have to do with me?
Right.
So how does this partnership actually benefit, like, the average gamer who maybe isn't already all in on Linux?
Well, for starters, it's about having options. I mean, think about it. What if Linux actually became a serious contender in the gaming world?
Okay, yeah.
We could see some really cool things happen. More innovation, maybe even lower prices, as game developers have more choices for where to release their games.
Yeah, more competition does tend to shake things up. And usually for the better, right?
Exactly. And what we're seeing here, it's not just limited to Valve and Arch Linux. It's part of a much bigger picture.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
This whole thing with open source software, it's gaining some serious traction.
Right. Open source. For anyone who might not be familiar with that term, any chance you could give us the quick rundown of what that actually means?
Sure thing. So when we're talking about open source software, basically it means that the code, like the DNA of that software, is freely available.
Anyone can see it.
Yeah. And not only see it, they can modify it, share it, even use it to build something new. It's all about transparency and working together.
So it's like the opposite of those super secret recipes that companies guard with their lives.
Exactly. It's more like, imagine if the recipe for like Coca-Cola was just out there for anyone to tinker with and try to improve.
Interesting. So collaboration is key here.
Collaboration is everything. It's what's driven the success of Linux.
And now a big player like Valve is joining the party. It's got to be exciting for the Arch Linux community.
For sure. I mean, here you have this huge company, right? And they're basically saying, hey, we believe in what you're doing. We want to support it.
That's got to be validating, right?
Absolutely. And it shows that even giant companies like Valve, they're starting to recognize the power of open source. They understand that a stronger Linux ecosystem benefits everybody in the end.
So it's a win-win situation, really.
Pretty much, yeah.
This whole partnership, I'm really curious to see where things go from here. Did the Arch Linux folks have anything to say about this in their announcement? Like, what kind of impact they think it'll have?
Oh, yeah, they're definitely excited about it. I remember one line in particular. I think they said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that Valve's support is allowing them to chase some really ambitious goals.
Ambitious in a good way, I hope.
Oh, for sure.
It makes you wonder what this could mean for Linux gaming going forward. Will we start seeing, like, other big game developers jumping on the Linux bandwagon?
Yeah, that's definitely possible. I mean, imagine if choosing between Windows and Linux for gaming was like, you know, picking between Xbox or PlayStation.
A real head-to-head.
Exactly. That's the dream, right?
Yeah.
And this partnership suggests it might not be as far-fetched as it sounds.
So we could be on the verge of a whole new era in PC gaming.
Potentially.
What do you think that would mean for the industry as a whole?
Oh, man, it could be huge. Think about it. More competition usually means more innovation. Probably means better prices for gamers, too.
Right, because nobody wants to be left behind.
Exactly. And it's not just about the games themselves, either. We could see some really interesting developments in hardware, too, as companies try to, like, outdo each other to create the best possible Linux gaming experience.
This is getting me pumped just thinking about it.
Me, too. It's a really exciting time to be a PC gamer, that's for sure.
Absolutely. This whole conversation has been super eye-opening. It Yep. really makes you realize there's a lot more going on behind the scenes in the gaming world than most people realize.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's easy to just focus on the games themselves, but the technology behind it all, it's fascinating stuff.
For sure. Well, on that note, I think we've done a pretty deep dive on this one.
I'd say so.
For everyone listening, if you're as intrigued by this whole Valve and Arch Linux thing as we are, I definitely encourage you to check out the Arch Linux website. They've got tons of info about the partnership and, of course, all things Arch Linux if you're feeling adventurous and want to give it a try yourself.
It's a great way to really see what open source software is all about.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe we'll do a follow-up deep dive on that sometime.
I'd be down for that.
Awesome. Until then, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. And until next time, stay curious.